Welcome to the American Activist. My name is Ingrid Castle. I'll be your hostess this morning. And I am the director of Vaccination Liberation, a national grassroots association dedicated to sharing relatively unknown information on vaccines. You can go to our website at vaccinetruth.com and vaclib.org. That's short for Vaccination Liberation and Organization. And I'm also the manager of the Idaho Observer. That's a monthly newspaper dedicated to sharing the truth to you at this time in history from a constitutional perspective. And you can go to our website there at idaho-observer.com. And featured prominently on idaho-observer.com is Dr. Bob Bowman, who is speaking in Post Falls, Idaho at Templin's Resort on Sunday, June 24th. And he is touring the entire country to wake up Americans as to the fact that the war on terrorism is really the war on American civil liberties. And to give you a little bit of background, we met Bob Bowman at the 9/11 Accountability Conference. He was the closing speaker Sunday night, and his speech was incredibly powerful. In fact, the Los Angeles Times, one of the reporters was quoted as saying, he is the best public speaker in the country. And I would have to agree. I mean, I think we were all on the edge of our seat. No one was falling asleep, that's for sure. And to give you a little bit of background, he is a retired lieutenant colonel from the United States Air Force. He is president of the Institute for Space and Security Studies, executive vice president of Millennium 3 Corporation, and also retired presiding archbishop of the United Catholic Church. He is a recipient of the Eisenhower Medal, the George K. Keenan Peace Prize, and the President's Medal for Veterans for Peace, and the Republic Aviation Air Power Award. I mean, it goes on and on. He's had so many incredible accolades in his career. He flew 101 combat missions as a fighter pilot in Vietnam and directed all the Department of Defense Star Wars programs under Presidents Ford and Carter. And he has been an executive in both government and industry, and he's even chaired 8 major international conferences. He has taught at 5 colleges and universities, and he has his Ph.D. in aeronautics and nuclear engineering from Caltech. So he's an amazing man. He ran for president in the Reform Party in the year 2000. And was a Democratic candidate for U.S. Congress from the 15th Congressional District of Florida in 2006. And he resides in Melbourne, Florida, with his wife of 51 years, Maggie, and they have 7 children and 21 grandchildren. So he, I would say, Bob Bowman is certainly a true-blooded American, and he is going on this tour to wake Americans up to the plight that we are and why we need to take America back now. So please stay tuned. We're coming up to a commercial break. We'll be welcoming Bob Bowman as our guest.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back to the American Activist on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest is Dr. Bob Bowman, and he's on a Patriots tour of the entire country. He just was speaking in Santa Cruz and Marin County, California, and he's on his way to the northwest part of our country. He'll be in Oregon and then Seattle, and you can go to his website and see where he's going to be. If you're in the northwest part of the country, you definitely want to make sure you go to hear him speak, because he will be in your area. Go to thepatriots.us. Again, that's thepatriots.us. Well, welcome to the American Activist, Dr. Bob. It's really a pleasure having you on the program.
Well, thank you. Good to be with you.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, what inspired you? Clearly, you're one of the most outspoken American activists I know of, and a very inspirational speaker. But what inspired you to do such an amazing tour throughout the country?
Well, you mentioned we have 7 children and 21 grandchildren. We also now have our first great-grandchild just a few weeks ago in Bakersfield, California.
Well,
I think they're reason enough for me to want to do all I can to save this country.
Right. You know, when I became a grandmother, I had a new shot in the arm, for sure. I mean, that was certainly a thing. And congratulations on the birth of your granddaughter. Is that what it is? A great-granddaughter?
Great-granddaughter, yeah.
Wow, how wonderful. I mean, it's true. When you have children, that certainly gives you the inspiration to want to make a difference and turn the problems around in this country. And, we certainly see all kinds of problems around us. And there's all kinds of things that we as individuals can do. I hear from people, well, I can't, I'm only one person. I don't see how I can really make a difference. And how do you respond to people that say that?
Well, I have personal experience. I know one person can make a difference. I directed all the Star Wars programs under Presidents Ford and Carter when their existence was secret, and when President Reagan and the crazies around him turned that program into a crash program to deploy offensive weapons disguised as defense, I started speaking out, and Reagan's own Joint Chiefs of Staff called me in and said, "You've got to warn the American people and the Congress about this military lunacy. There's a gag order. We can't say a word, but you can. You retired in time." And so I did, and I gave over 5,000 speeches against Reagan's Star Wars scheme. And we were successful in keeping those weapons out of space. I know one person can make a difference, and everyone out there can. None of us can do it by ourselves, but if everybody goes out there and drops their own pebbles in the pond, we'll really make some waves.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I know for Don and myself, some people don't know, but Don started out as a janitor, and I was a certified nursing assistant, and we never imagined we would, common little people would be doing what we're doing, but we felt like it was important. We actually prayed. I know you have a strong faith in God yourself, and we prayed for God to direct our purpose at this time, and I think all of us have a unique purpose and need to get involved. So I want to really encourage people to not only go hear you speak, but if there's not a talk in their area and they're in other parts of the country, to go to the website, thepatriots.us. And so I wanted to actually also ask you how the tour is going.
Well, it's going great. It's picking up steam. There's been ups and downs. We've had some small crowds and some big crowds, but it is picking up steam. People are responding very positively. There are people here in California. We're doing probably 8 or 10 different talks around the San Francisco Bay Area, from Sacramento down to Monterey. And there are people, after they hear us, that they travel 100 miles to the next town to hear me again. And then there have been people to hear me 2 and 3 times. So the response has been great.
Oh, fantastic.
The Patriots Tour, the summary of it is, we demand a government that follows the Constitution, honors the truth, and serves the people. And what an enormous difference that would make. Now, that may sound very simplistic and obvious. Well, sure, but think what an enormous difference it would make if we actually had a government that follows the Constitution, honors the truth, and serves the people. It would mean no more undeclared wars of aggression, no more spying on the American people, no more jailing of dissidents, no more millions of illegal aliens imported by the big corporations to drive down wages, no more exporting of our jobs and subsidized by the government, no more NAFTA, no more North American Union giving away our sovereignty, no more government lies, false flag attacks, and cover-ups, no more corporate welfare, no more health plans written by insurance companies and pharmaceutical manufacturers, no more energy policies written by Exxon and Enron, no more trillions in debt, and perhaps, I think, most importantly, no more using our sons and daughters to kill Arabs for the oil companies.
That's powerful. In fact, that's at the bottom of our flyer. You go to idaho-observer.com, and you are in eastern Washington, even western Montana, or the panhandle of Idaho. I really encourage you to go hear Dr. Bob Bowman Sunday, June 24th at the Templins Resort, right off of Interstate 90. It's a really powerful presentation, and he will inspire each and every attendee to get out there and share the truth with people and make sure that, we take back our communities and our states against this out-of-control federal government. And it's really important that we start in our own communities, waking up people. I can't emphasize that enough. And I think that's really, the thrust of the tour is that, it is the, old cliche, divided we fall, united we stand, and it's really important that we get on the same page. I mean, we have on one of the handbills that Gabriel Day of the 9/11 Share the Truth .com, and he also has the Peace Project in Northern California, and I believe he was one of your sponsors, right, Gabriel Day?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he had on his handbill how important it is to unite liberals and conservatives. This is not a left-right issue here. This is about corporations in marriage with our government, and we need to, you know, just as Bob said, follow the Constitution, honor the truth, and serve the people. This is what our government servants are supposed to do, and we have to demand that as a people. You know, it's not the other way around that, you know, the government is telling us how we need to behave. No, they're our government servants, and that's such an important point. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, what do you suggest that people do? I mean, we have vote fraud. We have such a huge amount of problems in this country. And a lot of people, frankly, are no longer registered voters because of just the vote fraud itself. So how do you suggest that people resolve some of those issues?
Well, of course, I'm going to take 45 minutes to outline that in my talk. But, you know, we have to let our Congress critters know that we want certain things done, and we won't settle for anything less. We want paper ballots so that we know our votes count and are counted. We want them not to take a penny of corporate or lobbyist money. We want them beholden only to us, the people. And if they won't go along with that, if they continue to take money from the big money interests, you know, we tell them, you will never get another vote.
Mm-hmm. Well, and actually, Bob, there's a petition circulating right now for people to sign, and it has to do with all the senators and representatives who voted to continue funding this war in Iraq. And, you know, anyone that actually voted to fund this war and the continuing funding of this war needs to resign, and we need
Absolutely.
To demand that. So,
Absolutely.
You know, I encourage people to hold their own senators and representatives accountable. I mean, if you look at their voting record, it's amazing how many times they are voting for corporate interests. And this, you know, just waking people up to that fact and getting them out of office would make a huge difference.
Absolutely, and I want to put some more things in the pot when we come back from your next commercial break, because there's a lot to say about what we should demand of our Congress critters and how we should hold them accountable.
Oh, absolutely, Bob. And I do want to mention that there are only a couple people in Congress that are not funded by corporate interests, and that's clearly vote their conscience. And you mentioned Dennis Kucinich before and Ron Paul, and I know that you aren't endorsing any particular presidency. It's more waking people up to getting involved in the political process, and I think that is vitally important. In fact, with all of this amnesty stuff, people are having a hard time actually even getting through to the congressional switchboard, and actually that's a good sign to me. But anyhow,
yep.
You're listening to Dr. Bob Bowman on The American Activist, so stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Okay, welcome back to the American Activist. Dr. Bob Bowman is our guest, and he has a lot to share in this short hour, but we will open up the caller lines near the end of the hour. So if you have a burning question for Dr. Bob Bowman, please call in at 800-313-9443. Again, I'll open up the caller line near the end of the hour. So, Bob, go ahead and share some of the information you are sharing on your tour with our listeners.
Well, you mentioned one thing that we ought to demand of Congress, and that's, you know, that they not vote funds to continue this war. Mm-hmm. And you're exactly right. That's one of two ways that we can support our troops by bringing them home while they're still alive, simply not providing any more funds. And our Congress has refused to do that. There's another way, and that is to immediately impeach both Dick Cheney and George Bush for deceiving us into war, for abuse of power, and for subverting the Constitution itself. And we should also tell our Congress critters, you know, why aren't you voting to impeach? I mean, the impeachable offenses committed by this crowd are thousands of times more serious than any in previous history. I mean, think about it. If it was okay to impeach Bill Clinton for fibbing about an event which only embarrassed his family and soiled a blue dress, why aren't they impeaching Cheney and Bush for deceiving us into a war costing so many thousands of lives?
Yeah, well, I guess Don and I are more like, we need to indict them, and I think impeach, of course, is important, but why aren't we indicting them? I mean, these are criminals.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, the problem is that until they are removed from office, they cannot be indicted because of immunities of sitting president and whatnot. So, but yes, we must. That's one reason why we have to get them both simultaneously, because we don't want them to get away with the kind of thing that was done before with Jerry Ford, and get somebody, put somebody in there to pardon them in advance.
Right.
We need to indict them for treason and put them in jail for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely. No, it's a really serious, the crimes that they've committed against our country, and in the name of our people. And that's the thing that is so shocking when you share this information with other people. They don't take it as they're personally liable for the actions of this presidency. And I take it that, you know, they are literally representing me, and I'm ashamed. And I want to make sure that my representation in Congress is sound, and it really, you know, follows the Constitution, honors the truth, and serves the people. And unless we have people speaking out as to what their government servants need to be doing for us, they will go ahead and follow the, you know, the corporate dictates, as has been done, actually, you know, for several presidencies, and it's just culminated and become very obvious in this presidency.
Yeah. And the thing that really galls me is that this crowd calls themselves conservative, and they are the exact opposite. Conservative Republicans used to stand for something. They stood for fiscal responsibility, avoidance of foreign military entanglements, and protecting the individual civil rights of the American people. This crowd has done more to destroy all three of those than all previous administrations combined and all our enemies combined. They are not conservative. They are fascist, which means the marriage of corporations and government.
Right. In fact, you state that right on your home page, that the United States is in trouble. We're in danger of becoming a fascist dictatorship where big government and big business combine to rule, and where the people are considered just a source of labor. And it's not, you know, I would say we're in danger of becoming, we're already there. I mean, as we've witnessed, we're actually already there, and we need to literally do everything we can to expose that. And I encourage actually letters to the editor. I mean, I find letters to the editor a fabulous way of putting out truthful information, especially if you live in a small town. They're usually hungry for letters to the editor. If you live in a large city, a lot of your editor letters are censored, or they're limited to 200 words. But it's very simple to write letters to the editor, waking people up as to what's really going on and encouraging them to group together for educational meetings. You can start out with showing educational DVDs, and for the sake of this program, you can at least go to thepatriots.us and encourage people to come out in record numbers to hear Dr. Bob Bowman if he's coming to your part of the country. And he will be in the northwest part of this country this week. He'll be in Seattle this coming weekend, and Sunday night he will be in Post Falls, Idaho, which is just right outside of Spokane, Washington. So you can find out details of that by going to idaho-observer.com. So stay tuned. We're coming up to a commercial break. You're listening to Dr. Bob Bowman.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Broadcasting Network. Dr. Bob Bowman is our guest, and we are talking about Taking Back America and his Patriots Tour. And you can go to thepatriots.us and find out if he is speaking in your area. He is on his way from Northern California to the northwestern part of the United States, as I said. And I wanted to actually ask you, Bob, how you define a patriot, because, you know, the USA Patriot Act, I mean, this word has clearly been perverted.
It has indeed, and that's one reason why we're doing this, is because we want to take the word back. Patriots are people who love their country and its people, not those who sell themselves to multinational corporations and organizations like the World Trade Organization that have no loyalty to this country whatsoever. The fascists in our government are not patriots. We are the patriots, those who send our sons and daughters around the world to kill Arabs for the oil companies, making us the target of terrorists. They are not the patriots. We who want to end this illegal and unnecessary occupation and bring our troops home, we are the Patriots. The organization that we started, the Patriots, all you have to believe is that you want a government that follows the Constitution, honors the truth, and serves the people. The details are all negotiable, and we have patriots all across the political spectrum. We have enormous support from real, true conservatives and people in the militias, the Libertarian Party. At the same time, we have enormous support from true liberals, the Democrats in Eureka, California, the Green Party. You see, we, the American people, have been artificially divided for much too long.
Amen.
We've been divided by these wealthy elites, the big money interests that want to keep us fighting each other rather than joining hands and fighting them.
Yep.
And, you know, they own both major political parties at the national level. Mm-hmm. And what they do is say, well, now we have to give the people the illusion that they have a choice. So they take these hot button issues and divvy them up. Well, you be for abortion, you be against it, you be for gun control, you be against it, you be for school prayer, you be against it, gay rights, whatever, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that all of those issues have in common is that the big money interest could care less how it comes out. Those are issues that don't affect their bottom line.
Right,
so they
and they're
don't
sideline
care.
Issues. Frankly, they're sideline issues.
They're issues that the federal government probably has no business getting involved in the first place.
Absolutely.
But when it comes to sending our children off to war to secure an oil pipeline or an international trade agreement to drive down wages here and abroad, both parties are identical. We have to understand that although George W. Bush has outdone them all with his wars against Afghanistan and Iraq, Bill Clinton gave us the rape of Yugoslavia, 70-day bombing of Kosovo in violation of the War Powers Act and the U.S. Constitution. He was also responsible for hundreds of thousands of Iraqi children dying with the sanctions. And when it comes to international trade, George W. Bush gave us CAFTA and is trying to cram the North American Union down our throats without us realizing it, but we're not going to fall for that. But it was Bill Clinton who gave us NAFTA and the World Trade Organization. And NAFTA has destroyed the standard of living and quality of life on both sides of the Rio Grande. And by driving Mexican farmers off the land, is largely responsible for the flood of illegal immigrants into this country. So both major parties serve the big money masters when it comes to the issues that count. And we have to put a stop to this by coming together left and right. There is no longer Republican nor Democrat, conservative nor liberal, hawk nor dove. There are only patriots demanding accountability, speaking truth to power, and exercising our constitutional right to save our republic.
Oh, amen. That is very well said, because I always tell people, when it comes to the illegal immigration issue, you got to get to the root cause, and that was NAFTA, and exactly driving the Mexicans off the land, forcing them into Mexico City, and you know, impoverishing them. And
My
gosh, you know, they're looking at a huge opportunity just sneaking over the border. You know, it's a virtual starvation versus a semblance of life. You know, and if you have that kind of a choice, yeah, you're going to try to escape and get over the border.
Yeah.
So we need to, and our country actually is the source of the problem.
Yeah, right. And So one of the things we should do, for example, is cancel NAFTA completely until the Mexican government gives its workers union rights, protections for their safety, health, and environment, and wages at least matching the U.S. federal minimum wage. Then we could talk about fair trade, but no more of this free investment agreements overturning U.S. laws and putting American workers in competition with those in the third world.
Oh, yeah, that's very well said, too. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and open up the caller lines. The number to call in is 800-313-9443. If you have a question for Dr. Bob Bowman, please call in. Again, that's 800-313-9443. And there's a lot of issues, of course, that you talk about. You mentioned that you probably have about 45 minutes just on how to take back the vote and demand paper ballots in your area. What are some of the other things that you cover?
Well, besides paper ballots, we also need proportional representation, instant runoff voting, making federal election day a federal holiday, eliminating the burdensome petition requirements for qualifying third party and independent candidates, true campaign finance reform. I'm pushing for a constitutional amendment to restore the original intent of the Constitution by saying corporations and other fictitious entities are not persons under this Constitution and shall have none of the rights and privileges thereof.
Wow, that's powerful, because corporations right now do have person status. I think if anyone wants to check out an excellent documentary called The Corporation, they can do a search on the Internet, The Corporation. It's one of the most fabulous, revealing documentaries I've ever witnessed. But anyway, I believe we have a caller. Is that right? I heard a little whisper in the background, huh? Who? Hi, Gary in Tennessee. You're on the American Activist. You have a question for Dr. Bob Bowman?
Yes, I have. I'm about fifth-generation American-born whose farmland in Illinois was deeded to the family from the U.S. government prior to the Civil War. And I went to your website, and it said register to vote. Well, I tried to do that here locally, and I couldn't do it.
Hmm.
I can't vote.
Why is that?
Because I have to check the box that I'm a U.S. citizen, and when I do that, I give up all my constitutional rights. All my rights are turned to privileges, subject to the whim of the government, and my Constitution does not apply in any court of law in this land. If you don't believe me, walk into the courtroom and look at the gold fringe flag. We're under martial rule. So how do I participate in... I had no disagreement with anything you've said. I really like what I hear. But you sit there and talk about constitutional rights, and hell, I don't have any.
Well, you know, this is a dilemma, but, you know, I think people ought to do what they have to do to vote so that they can have some power and then change the government so that we do have all our constitutional rights.
You don't have any constitutional rights if you're a U.S. citizen. This is the whole damn problem, and you're not even addressing that.
Well, we do have those rights. I know they're trying to take them away, but all the things that they do to try and take them away are null and void. For example, these presidential directives like 51 that Bush come down with, and the Military Commissions Act, giving up habeas corpus. These things don't count because Congress does not have the authority under the Constitution to overrule the Constitution with a law. They can't do it. Congress doesn't have the authority to give up their responsibility either. their responsibility to declare war. They don't have the authority to hand that over to the president to make the decision. The president doesn't have the authority under the Constitution to make himself dictator. He's not even the decider. The Constitution doesn't make him the decider. The people's representatives are the decider.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure. This is the last question, okay?
Every politician I've heard on television for the last, I don't know how many years, it was referred to this country as a democracy. What is the lawful form of government under the Constitution?
Well, it's not a democracy. It's a republic, if we can keep it.
Well, you're the first guy I've ever heard that was a politician that would have the cojones to say that, and I'll just end it right there.
Well, thank you, Gary, for your call. I do believe, Dr. Bob, that a lot of people are concerned that the 14th Amendment, you know, that basically reduced us to corporate citizens and the United States government into a corporation, all of this kind of stuff, you know. And then we have, you know, the emergency powers that we're still under right now. And, you know, the whole challenge of reversing, and this is, you know, way back in history, and we're finding out that the root cause of the problems in our country go way, way back, and that it's a huge challenge to reverse that when we have a public education system that is controlled by corporations, and we have another generation coming up that doesn't seem to have a clue what the Constitution is and what our form of government is.
I know. We're having to deal with that, and I talk to my grandchildren, and you know, they say, "Well, you're running for Congress now. If you get elected, will you get a salary?" You know, and you know, we talk about the Senate, and they say, "What is a senator?" I mean, these are high school graduates.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is appalling.
It is appalling.
And you know, we took one of our granddaughters on a trip once, speaking around the country like this, and she was 17 at the time, and we went across into Canada, and she was afraid. She said, "Well, wait a minute, will we be able to get back?" And I said, "What do you mean? You know, well, that's not a free country." And I said, "What?" You know, she said, "Well, my teacher in high school told us the United States is the only free country."
Oh, my.
And I said, "Well, you know, we're supposed to be a free country, but I'll tell you right now, I think the Canadians have more freedom than we do." We took her into Canada, and she learned that.
Right. It's pretty interesting what kind of propaganda they're learning in school. But, you know, I believe we have another caller. Is that right, Thomas? Jack in Tennessee, welcome to the American Activist. You have a question directly for Dr. Bowman?
Yeah, absolutely. I just tuned in, but is this the Dr. Bowman who ran for Congress in Florida last summer?
That's me.
Absolutely. Okay, great. Wow, it's an honor to be on the air. I'm so glad that I turned on the radio. I guess my question would be, I followed your campaign as it was happening. Are you planning on running again? Also, were you running against an incumbent when you ran last summer, and what was the margin for that race?
Okay. I did win my Democratic primary against a self-proclaimed mainstream middle-of-the-road Democrat named John Kennedy, by the way. But I lost the general election to a seven-term incumbent Republican, Bushy, and his Diebold touchscreen voting machines. Polls indicate that, in truth, I probably won the election by 8 points. But when the electronic voting machines got finished tallying, I only got 44% of the vote.
Well, I think I remember that, looking up those numbers. I think that sounds what.
But
like
even
what I
that
remember.
44% is better than any Democrat in the last 12 years.
Wow, that's amazing. And running against a 7-year incumbent, I've I worked for...
Yes, seven term in Congress.
Yeah, seven term, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. By the way, when he originally ran, he ran on term limits.
Oh, my goodness. That's insane. Well, that's quite an accomplishment to get even above 40% in that sort of situation. Are you planning to run again?
I am not sure. At the moment, I am not a candidate for anything. I'm doing this tour on behalf of the Patriots. It's a nonprofit organization, and I am not a candidate. However, when the tour is over, I'll make a decision. I may run for Congress again. I may not. There are a lot of people around the country who are trying to talk me into running for president this time, so I just don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, thank you so much for everything you do, and I think the next time you run like Ron Paul this time, you're going to have a lot of support around the country, not just in your district. You may want to keep that in mind when you're considering running.
You bet.
Well, thank you so much. We're coming up on a break, so stay tuned. You're listening to Dr. Bowman on The American Activist.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, welcome back to The American Activist. We only have a few minutes left on the program, and we have a caller, John, in Tennessee. Do you have a question for Dr. Bob Bowman?
I do. First of all, you've taken on a huge task, and I admire you for it. Up until about 2 years ago, I was asleep. I feel like scales have come off of my eyes. What I'd like to ask you, and then kind of make a comment, is how do you go about waking people up when the world is asleep?
Well, for one thing, the reason a lot of people are asleep, besides, you know, being manipulated by TV and all that, is that they're working two and three jobs just to get by. And it shouldn't be that way. And one of the things I tell them in my talk is that real wages today are a third of what they were in the 1950s. And it shouldn't be that way because we've had enormous gains in productivity. A minimum wage worker today ought to be able to support his family with one job working 2 days a week. That's how productive the American people are. People don't realize that. And so we need to get that word out, and maybe it'll catch their eye. If worker pay in this country had kept up with executive pay, the average worker would be making $1 million a year, and the minimum wage would be $171 an hour.
Well,
so anyway, people are getting stolen from, and we have the internet. The media are the corporate media are no darn good. We know that they're trying to brainwash the American people and keep them asleep. But we do have the internet, and we must use it. We must use it to the hilt. We must spread the word. We must alert all the people that we know, send them DVDs, links to important things, and that's how we're going to do it, just one person to another.
Okay, well, thank you, John. I mean, we have another caller,
actually.
Can
I make one more comment real quick?
Okay.
Okay, and you know, after 9/11, I started looking for the truth, and we're told that the truth will make us free. So,
yep.
Real quickly, I've seen similarities between China and the United States. The government, and let me just read a paragraph real quick.
Yep.
The government realizes that governing at the point of a gun is the crudest and least stable form of rule. More effective repression directs people's own energies against freedom, giving them as much security, pleasure, and personal freedom as is compatible with the ultimate power of the rulers. That's written about China, and we're hearing many of those words in today's in the media, and we're hearing them coming from our government and our president. Security, prosperity, freedom.
Right.
Well, let's face it, America, we're still their slaves, and it's time that we get up and we say
absolutely.
No more.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Can we get to that other caller?
Yeah, Deloitte in Idaho, you only have a couple minutes. Can you quickly ask your question?
Yeah, I think I can. Dr. Bowman, I'm going to see you Sunday evening in Post Falls, Idaho.
Great.
And I wanted to know if you have been in contact with David Clarence or know anything about David Clarence.
No.
David Clarence is a county notary, and I really don't think I can explain that to you.
No, you'll have to do that Sunday.
That's right. Sunday, he'll have a question and answer period, and
yep.
You can meet him personally then. Okay, Deloitte?
Yeah. Is there a possibility that we can arrest these criminals for treason right now?
Yes, and I've told the people in the Pentagon to do that. If they come down and give an order to nuke Iran, arrest them as a war criminal.
Absolutely. Thank you
Great.
So much, Dr. Bob, and thank you for calling in, Deloitte. This is the American Activist, and we're on every Saturday morning on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So thank you so much for being on our program again, Bob.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your